Okay. On my birthday in March, I received a new bike, which was brilliant. It's sort of a cross between a mountain bike and a racer, which is ideal for my needs, because I live in fairly rough terrain, but I like to go out on long rides. And it's a great placement for my old mountain bike, because that's in bits. Well, almost. So I cycled around in it quite a lot. About 2 weeks ago, I bought a bike computer, and that helps calculate how far I've done.
How does that work?
There's a magnet on one of the wheels, and there's a sensor, and you have to tell it the circumference of your wheels. But I haven't worked that out yet, so it turns out that when I do 10 miles, and in fact I only do 8 actually on the road, but I'll get that sorted. And it's got this nice feature. It's got average speed and time, so that, and, well, if you're at a traffic light, it automatically stops, so that you can, not waste extra time getting your average speed down to zero. And I haven't seen that feature in a lot of cycle computers. My first real practical use of a cycle computer was last week, when I went on a bike ride to see one of my friends. It's meant to be about 8 miles, so it took about 10 on the computer. It was the longest bike ride I've ever been on, and it was on my own.